Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. I'm your host, Dan McArdle. This is a special nonsense episode featuring nothing but highlights from the DanTimePod at gmail.com inbox and me reading select reviews of the short-lived animated series Dan Versus. Dan Versus lasted 3 seasons between the years 2011 and 2013. So if you missed it, you're not unlike most people. A rude, crude, and scruffy curmudgeon named Dan tries to get revenge on anyone and anything that angers him. Dan Versus, created by Chris Pearson and Dan Mandel. Now, Dan Mandel and I connected over a year ago, the early days of this project, and we're going to keep the line open. Hopefully, there's a time. I don't think that Dan is interested in coming on the podcast to just take a stroll down memory lane and talk about Dan Versus only. So we will tie it to a current project. But I'm looking forward to bringing Dan Mandel to you, hopefully in 2025. Before I get into the reviews, this show was very important to me. It was, everybody can remember a time in their lives where a lot of things were not going the way that they should be going. But you had maybe a championship from a favorite team that just landed right in the middle of that dark period. Or you had something like a TV show that you fell in love with and you looked forward to. That's what Dan Versus was for me. I remember flipping through the channels and I found it on a now defunct cable channel, The Hub. And this may have been one of the first times that I saw something on TV or just in pop culture, well, besides Dan in real life, where I thought, you know, that's kind of funny. That's something that, why can't I like that? I need to find a way to get into this. This is being served on a platter to me. But I think it was an odd landing, an odd home for this type of show. Never really felt like the best marriage. Looking at the subreddit, Dan Versus, Why the Hub, posted 2 years ago. Does anyone here know why Dan Versus was picked up by The Hub? Because compared to the other cartoons airing on the network, it did not fit at all. Even more interesting was that the show was originally pitched to Adult Swim. I think the best response here is, The Hub as a network just started and basically picked up any show that was pitched to them to see what sticks. Another one, I might be wrong, but I remember reading that the show personally was greenlighted by the president of The Hub. But you gotta watch an episode to believe it. I think Dan Versus struggled to reach the correct audience. Now, if you're a Prime subscriber, all 3 of these seasons are available, so check it out. If you got some time to burn, burn it on Dan Versus. You won't be disappointed. Let's get to my inbox, and then we'll get to the show, which on this bonus episode is really just me reading IMDb reviews of one of my favorite animated shows of all time, Dan Versus. All right, this from Rose Z. Hey, Dan Time Podcast team. Hope you're owning the mic and vibing to the rhythm. We recently stumbled upon your podcast and was truly impressed by the quality of your content. As a fellow enthusiast in the podcasting realm, I understand the significance of having accurate transcripts and professionally edited episodes. When it comes to transcripts, we don't mess around. It goes on and on, but again, we stumbled upon your podcast. We were truly impressed. October 16th, from Linda, inquiring for my kids, subject line. Hello there. I hope this email meets you well. I want to inquire about booking violin lessons for my kids. Thank you. October 17th, from Raju. Hi there. I hope you're doing well. I have seen your YouTube channel, Dan Time Podcast, and loved your content, exclamation point. You're doing an excellent job with this channel, but I noticed that despite having 12 subscribers, your videos aren't getting enough views. So I did some research on your channel and found several problems with your channel. It goes on to explain how my videos are not very well SEO optimized. But again, despite having 12 subscribers, videos are not getting enough views. How many should they get with 1, 2, 12? This is not 1,200, 12,000. How many views should I be getting? From Bonho, October 23rd. Hi. Always notice when they don't say a name, they just say hello or hi. I'm really impressed by your work on Facebook. Probably my favorite so far, October 25th, legit organization here. Hi. It's always just hi. I hope this message finds you well. My name is Lauren, and I have the privilege of serving as the director of the nominations committee for Behind Bodybuilders. Today, I'm honored to extend an exclusive invitation to you. After careful consideration, we are delighted to officially nominate you to be featured on our renowned platform, Behind Bodybuilders. Your dedication to the fitness lifestyle and the remarkable progress you've shared on Instagram have caught our attention. We believe your journey is one... We believe your journey is one that can inspire and empower others within the global fitness community. By sharing your unique journey, you will not only gain well-deserved recognition, but also become a source of inspiration for countless others striving to reach their fitness goals. Being featured on Behind Bodybuilders signifies a commitment to the values of perseverance, authenticity, and community. I can't argue with that. This goes on for several paragraphs, several bullet points. At the very end, congratulations once again on this prestigious nomination. A never-ending romp of laughs and genuine writing. What I love about Dan Versus is the maintenance of its writing quality through each episode. Rather than what's expected from viewers, the writers often take the series in a whole different direction, tackling such concepts as the Wolfman or the Cat Burglar, so the show is unexpected and refreshing. Not only that, but surely, even though you may not be a rampaging jerk hell-bent on vengeance in regards to everything you deem has wronged you, we can all relate to Dan's shenanigans one way or another. April 24th, 2017. Dan Versus is one of the most underrated and funny shows I've ever seen. My sense of humor in a nutshell, 10 out of 10. I adored this show when I first saw it a few years ago. I watched the entire show within days, and I was so sad when it was over. I heard they're thinking of rebooting it. So I just want to put the word out there that I love this show. It has so much potential for a reboot. It was ahead of its time in terms of writing, and I know for a fact there is fan interest in the series to this day. Viva Dan Versus. That's February 7th, 2021. 10 out of 10 stars. Brilliant. November 14th, 2019. You'll either love or hate this show. There's no in-between. Slightly offensive, ridiculously hilarious, and unequivocally brilliant. I can't say enough about this show. The writing is everything. The voice actors are amazing. And all in all, not a moment of my precious time was wasted watching. Every minute was well spent and worth it. This show is shamefully underrated and better than most cartoons ever hoped to be. 10 out of 10 stars. This is back in 2015. A visual aesthetic that caricaturizes real life. What's not to love about this show? It's got action, slapstick, observational humor, a weirdly sympathetic antihero on a mission of rage and vengeance, and a generally insane yet somewhat accurate depiction of life in Los Angeles. By that, I mean that things tend to catch on fire with no provocation. But it's also the only cartoon I've ever seen that depicts day-burning street lamps in the scenery. That's attention to detail right there, to say nothing of the scenes in the show you can actually identify as real LA places. SIG alerts, sequestrian, Silicon Valley, they might as well say shot on location because it's basically the real world in irony-laced ink. You can also play Who's That Voice with the frequent guest VAs. The writers do an excellent job of keeping the characters consistent and the character development progressing smoothly. And the show has a definite continuity, but one that doesn't impede just jumping in anywhere. Another 10 out of 10, seriously underrated show. It may not be for everyone, but Dan Versus has a seriously devout cult following, and for good reason. It's a show about an angry man who believes that the world is against him. He easily jumps to rash conclusions and tries to get revenge on anything from the Wolfman to Canada. Unlike many other cartoons on air today, Dan Versus pushes the network censors and doesn't care about having, quote, positive role models or being politically correct. This kind of show has not been seen since the 90s. Its humor is different than anything else on TV right now. This was 2012. It's different, but it works. Give this show a try. You may be happily surprised. Another 10-star rating. Great show about an angry little man. Dan Versus is very original and entertaining. The characters are very familiar to viewers because we all know someone that takes everything personally. Thankfully, most of those people just go through life sulking and unhappy. Dan, on the other hand, takes it to the next level and plots real revenge. His buddy Chris, who's laid back and mostly cares about his next meal, is always along for the ride, usually as a chaperone to Dan's antics. I miss the old days when cartoons were witty and smart without having to resort to shock value. Curses to The Simpsons and Family Guy. 10 stars, Dan Versus and why it's the best show on the air. Dan Versus is a hilarious, family-friendly show that isn't all about the good guy winning or hero saving the day, but instead, it's about a short, angry man who gets revenge on absolutely everything and anything. You'll find yourself getting more into Dan's antics as the episodes go on because each character is so unique and funny. There are no filler episodes either, and each episode feels fresh and new with occasional recurring characters and areas. Best animated comedy in history. Let's read this one. Dan is a jerk, yes. But he's a lovable jerk. He's unreasonable, bossy, rude, and annoying, but in the most hilarious way possible. I never thought a grumpy main character seemed like a good idea until I came across this show. The writing, character design, and punchlines are stellar, and I've watched this series over and over again. I hope for Dan Versus to continue because I love every second of it. Dan never bullies people. He only exacts his revenge. For being a nobody, Dan is always very easy to root for. Please give it a watch. It is absolutely unforgettable. And every time I introduce people, they end up loving it too. May 31st, 2023. July 31st, 2023. One of the best series of all time. 10 stars. My best friend recommended this to me, and I was skeptical at first, but oh my God, I am so addicted to this series. I just finished it, and I'm craving another season. It's just so good and genius and funny with lovable characters. It's a crime that this series only has 3 seasons. It deserves all the hype. The premise of every episode is the same, but they're all so entertaining, and you can differentiate them from each other. The jokes hit hard, and you get some sweet moments between the 3 main characters. Dan and Chris make an iconic duo, with Elise tagging along as the mysterious but hilarious and loving wife of Chris. Dan versus definitely goes in my favorites. And of course, there's one in every group. This was only a few months ago. 3 stars. July 5th, 2024. Don't waste your time. I've already done it for you. Every once in a while, you find shows on this site that miraculously have high reviews for some strange reason. And this is one of them. The fact that this is any higher than a 4 rating is insane. I wanted to give it a chance. It seemed very quirky and new, but the main character is annoying. He's always complaining, yelling at everyone, which is fine if it's funny, but he has 1 mode only, and after a few episodes, it starts to get annoying. I try to skip around a couple of shows and a couple of seasons to see if it gets any better. I even try to just have it playing in the background to see if I could subconsciously like it while doing other tasks. But it's just the same thing all the time. I'm still trying to find the humor, but I did not laugh 1 time. This is a show you should avoid and do not get sucked in by the unbelievable high ratings. Do not waste your time.